Back to practice today for the Nebraska football team after taking the past 2 days off from spring drills. When you look at some of the young quarterbacks working out this spring, both have been adjusting from the high school to the college level competition. In fact, true freshman Dylan Raiola says he's been evaluating his strengths and weaknesses.
I think creating explosive plays has been probably one of the better things I've done. And I think something I got to catch up on is, you know, the protections, understanding where my answers are and things like that. So I think it's just the scheme-wise, catching up.
Nebraska's red-white spring game is less than 3 weeks away, April 27th at Memorial Stadium. Former New England Patriots head coach Bill Belichick spoke at Nebraska football coach Matt Rhule's coaching clinic in Lincoln recently, talking to high school coaches about improving the game for young and up-and-coming players. Former Husker defensive coordinator Charlie McBride told Hale Varsity Radio on Monday afternoon it shows that Belichick still cares about the game.
It's really important. I think, you know, I was always of the opinion that how I started, how it, you know, people helped me and things like that. I think if it was to go talk to the pros or something like that, he wouldn't even go.
To baseball, where Nebraska's Brett Sears has been named Big Ten Pitcher of the Week. The league office announcing that on Monday. Sears improved to 6-0 in the season after dealing a two-hit complete game shutout and a 3-0 win over Ohio State on Friday. Meanwhile, the Husker baseball team is in action tonight at Kansas. First pitch is at 6 o'clock on ESPN+. By the way, Nebraska this week moves up to number 21 of the Baseball America Top 25. High school baseball from Monday, Lincoln Lutheran beat Centennial 18-4. And it was Lincoln Southeast sweeping a doubleheader from Norfolk 7-1 and 6-0. Lincoln Southwest beat Lincoln High 22-1. Seward over Lincoln Pius 10th 10-5. In the Eastern Midlands Conference Tournament, it was Hastings over top seed Waverly 8-5. And Norris down Lincoln Northwest 11-0. Lincoln Southeast won the team championship Monday in the Heartland Athletic Conference Golf Championship at the Norfolk Country Club. Southeast senior Gavin Gurge, a Creighton commit, fired a 1-over-73 to get a one-shot win over Lincoln East McGuire Stanton. And UConn had no problem on Monday night defeating Purdue in the NCAA Men's Basketball Championship by the final of 75-60. I'm Jeff Motes, KFOR Sports.